abalone. Abalone, Rumson, Aulon, Aristotle, Oriform, Costanoans, cultivated, Bruegel, painted, Owabi, Osahi, Do, 4, on September 12, 425 AD, to please Emperor Ingyo, but was pulled up dead with one clutched in his hand. Iridescent pearl, nebular swirl, meat all muscle, tastes like rubber. Its gonads, a delicacy. Now universities are funded to study its armor. All earthly roads lead to war, but remember, Haliotis are hemophiliacs. Once cut, they bleed to death. Watch your heart. Eel. Eels are slimy creatures, but never lie. If they sense the slightest pretense, they'll bite off your finger. Carefully study the hands of politicians. Greed's Prisoner by Liu Xiaobo. For the Dispossessed Wife. A prisoner presses into the crowd of your life, so cruel and full of greed, won't even let you buy a bouquet of flowers for yourself, a piece of chocolate, a pretty dress. He doesn't give you time, not a single minute does he give you. The smoke you face in your palm, he breathes in completely. Even the ashes don't belong to you. His body in the prison of the Communist Party. So that the spirit cell you built, without a door, without a window, without a thread of a crack, locks you in solitude to rot. He forces you to endure each night in the carcass of denouncement. He controls your pen, makes you write endless letters, makes you desperate to find hope. Your suffering's been trampled upon, his boredom's one pleasure. That bird of yours is lost in the torturous palm lines of his hand, where each path has betrayed you. This emptied-eyed, all-ignorant dictatorship has plundered your carcass. In one night, white hair covers the crown, completing his legend, his myth, the moment he sees himself brimming with righteous deeds. You already possess nothing, but this prisoner has deathly seized the white space of your future. Another sun comes. Once more he issues an order. Once more you must walk the road alone, without body, without memory, using this hollowed life to carry his heavy book load on the road to him. He is very good at exploiting each chance to dispossess you of your possibilities. Beloved, my wife, in this dust-weary world of so much depravity, why do you choose me alone to endure?